Hello and welcome to Kristania.com podcast. I'm Kristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I am glad you're here. This is episode 8, and this week's segment is featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 8 sponsor. Grab a pen, something to write on, so that you can jump in to some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 8 sponsor, principle 4, openly examine and confess our faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Scripture, happy are the pure in heart, Matthew 5:8. Step 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Scripture, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord, Lamentations 3:40. Think about it. We have heard the word sponsor for several weeks now. I'm sure you've got a general idea of what a sponsor is, but may be wondering, why do I really need one? It's important. You may be asking yourself, why do I need a sponsor or accountability partner? There are three primary reasons. One is the support. It's important, but it's biblical, and I love the scripture from Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Two are better than one, because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help them up. But if someone is alone, there is no one to help them. Two men can resist an attack that would defeat one man alone. The characteristics of a sponsor or accountability partner are super important. But let's continue to look at the reasons why it's important to have one. An accountability partner has the ability to help you maintain an honest view as you work through these principles. They're also there to help you to become accountable or stay accountable to attending the weekly meetings and monthly events. They also are there to help you gain spiritual growth and to pray with you, to study with you, encourage you. And they're also there to help you find a service that you can get involved in. Having a sponsor or accountability partner is the best guard against relapse or going backwards. They're there to help you further your progress in the program. But what are the qualities of a sponsor slash accountability partner? One, does their walk match their talk? Do they have a growing relationship with Jesus Christ? Do they desire to help people on the road of recovery? Do they show compassion, care, and hope to individuals, not pity? Are they a good listener? Are they strong enough to confront you when you're in denial or even procrastinating? Do they offer suggestions? And can they share their struggles, hurts, habits, and hang-ups with you? What's the role of an accountability or sponsor? They're there to discuss issues that are too personal maybe to talk about in the large group meetings or small group meetings. They're there and available in times of crisis. They're there as a sounding board and can provide an objective point of view. They can also and should also encourage you through the principles and the steps. They're also there to attempt to model a lifestyle resulting from working the recovery process. How do you find an accountability partner or sponsor? First and foremost, they have to be the same sex as you. Second, ask at church. Ask at your meetings. And then Celebrate Recovery has wonderful resource tools. They've got a great Facebook page, and their website is available to find accountability partners, sponsors, and local meetings. Ask God. Pray about who God wants to be your accountability partner and sponsor. Because you know what? In the end, he already knows who he has in mind. What's the difference between a sponsor and accountability partner? And I have my own analogy here, and I really see a sponsor more as that coach, coaching you through the process, teaching you what to do, what not to do, and helping you to get to that next level of achievement, where an accountability partner is more of a teammate going through the process with you. Let's jump into the questions. Why is it important for you to have a support team? Plain and simple, it keeps me focused. It keeps me honest with myself, helps me to move forward, keeps me accountable, and it really keeps me positive. Question two, what qualities are you looking for in a sponsor or accountability partner? I'm looking for someone that's truly interested in spiritual maturity, emotional healing, that's non-judgmental, that's loving, compassionate, kind, but stern, that can speak to me in love. Can speak the truth to me in love. Question three, have you attempted to find an accountability or partner? Yes, I have, and I've secured both, actually. Question four, what are some new places and ways you can try to find an accountability partner or sponsor? Again, I go back to the resources that are available to you, ask at church, meetings, your Celebrate Recovery support group, their Facebook page. They've got all types of resources to help you secure that. What is the difference between a sponsor and accountability partner? And I'm going to revert back to my definition. A sponsor is more like a coach. An accountability partner is more like a teammate. The sponsor's finished the 12-step process, and the accountability partner is helping you through the process. Question six. Make sure to get a list of people that you are interested in asking to be an accountability partner or sponsor. And don't get disappointed if the first person that you ask is possibly not available emotionally or time-wise. It's a very important thing in becoming a sponsor to someone. So pray about it. Think about it. Don't rush into it. And there you go. That concludes our questions for this session. I once again want to congratulate you for staying committed to the recovery process. I'm glad that you joined back. You will be blessed tenfold from the work that you're doing here, and it does take courage to change, so I'm proud of you. This will conclude today's episode. Thank you for joining me, and remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless, and take care.